So we celebrate today this feast of the queenship of our Blessed Lady. We first listen to the words that St. Paul spoke in the first reading to the Thessalonians as they were struggling through the various problems that they were having, the persecutions because of their conversion. And he says to them that this is evidence of the just judgment of God, so that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. So in other words, we have to be purified to be able to get into heaven. And all of us are going to have to suffer. That's happening. There's not a single person here who isn't suffering with something. If you're not, let me know. We can find some things for you. But I think everybody here has got plenty to suffer with. It's a question of what we're doing with it. Are we allowing that suffering to purify us? Are we allowing that to conform us more perfectly to our Blessed Lord? And the most perfect way to be conformed to Christ is through his mother. To go to our Blessed Lady, it was through her that God chose to bring our Lord into this world. It is through her that he, in that sense, was conformed to us. And therefore, it is through her that we are conformed to him. But we also have to recognize the point, well, two points with regard to Our Lady's queenship. First of all, if we just look at it practically, as we've talked about before, if you go back to ancient Israel, there were 53 kings in Israel. And when it came to King Solomon, I think it's in the second book of Kings, if I recall correctly, you will find the passage there where his mother, Bathsheba, comes in to the royal throne room, and Solomon actually stands up and bows down before his mother. He's the king, but he stands up and bows before her and orders that a second throne would be brought in and set right next to his, and his mother was seated upon the throne. And from that point on, all of the kings of Israel had their mother seated right next to them. And she was the queen mother. Her task was to intercede for the people. Her task was to bring the mercy to the people, to be a mother to the people of Israel. So Our Lady is seated right next to our Blessed Lord. Her task is to intercede. That's what her queenship is all about. It is about charity. It is about service. It is about us because we are her children. And so that's what moms do. They're concerned about their children. And so Our Lady is. And she's praying for us so that we can be conformed to her son. So again, if we can see in the midst of the struggles of our daily lives, and as I keep warning you, as we move forward and things get worse and worse and worse, and they're going to, we need to look to our Blessed Lady so that in the midst of this stuff, we are going to be able to be united with our Blessed Lord. We're going to be conformed to him and made perfect so that we can enter into the kingdom of God. As St. Paul told the Thessalonians back 2,000 years ago, that was happening to them. That reality hasn't changed. We just think that we should be able to have such an easy life. That's not the reality. It never has been, and it's never going to be for Christian people. We have to be conformed to Christ, and the only way to be conformed to Christ is in his passion. So it's through the struggles and sufferings of life that that happens. Now, the second point that we have to consider regarding our Blessed Lady's queenship is not so much in heaven, where she is already the queen of the universe, but the queenship that has to be established in the church. St. Louis de Montfort says that Our Lady's kingdom, her queenship, must be established before the kingdom of Christ can come in its fullness. And so that's what we're at right now. This is our Blessed Lady's time. Our Lord has given this time over to her, And she is the one who is going to crush the head of the enemy of our souls. And so she is the one right now that we need to make sure that we are looking to. Let her be a mom. Let her do what moms do. Get out of the way is basically what that means for the rest of us. And just do whatever she tells you to do. Let her lead. Her task is to lead us to her son. So even to say that her kingdom, if you will, her queenship is going to be established before the fullness of the kingdom of Christ can come, that's not going to take anything away from our Lord. And it certainly doesn't suggest in any way, shape, or form that she is God or that anything like that. Not at all. But what it means is that before the fullness of our Lord's kingdom can be established, that people have to recognize what God has done in and through our Blessed Lady. And we have millions of people who call themselves Christians today who absolutely despise our Blessed Lady. It's kind of hard. Look at the fourth commandment and you say, gee, if we're going to say that we love Jesus, but we don't love his mom, we've got ourselves a problem. If we're sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father and members of Jesus Christ, then we are also sons and daughters of our Heavenly Mother. And if we aren't following the fourth commandment, there's trouble. So we can give all the lip service to Jesus we want, but if we don't love who Jesus loves, it isn't going to work. That's why Our Lady has to be established first, so that we can love Jesus the way that we need to. And so the kingdom of our Blessed Lady has to be established in our hearts before it's going to be established throughout the world. So that's part that each one of us can do. And as we pray in the Our Father, thy kingdom come, understand the order that this has to happen. St. Louis de Montfort says, just as Our Lady chronologically came before our Lord into this world, so then her kingdom is going to be established chronologically before his. That is, again, in its fullness. Obviously, the kingdom of Christ is already there, but it's a matter of having it firmly established. So as we go through the things that are coming, understand that is what's happening. And so just stay with the mom. Say, keep telling people, 2,000 years ago, Jesus cleaned out the temple and he did it like a guy. He cleaned up the big things in the middle of the room. This time he's sending his mom and she's going to clean like a woman. Everything is going to be spotless. But when a mom has to take on the room of her teenage kid who hasn't cleaned his room in months and months and months, when she starts, it looks worse than what it did because she's pulling stuff out from here and there and everywhere. And the mess actually looks worse. Just stay out of the way. And it'll be beautiful when it's done. I say that because as Our Lady starts her work, things are going to look worse. The mess is going to look worse. Just trust. We don't have to worry about it. She's got it all under control. Stay with her. Let her take care of it. When all this is said and done, then we finally get to the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. We finally get to the new springtime. We finally get to that point where our Blessed Lady will be firmly established in the hearts of every single person who will be alive on the earth, and that will prepare the way then for the fullness of the kingdom of Christ to be established not only in the hearts of every person, but throughout the entire world, so that he can truly be who he is, that is, the King of the universe. But before he can be fully established, Our Lady has to be recognized for who she is, not just the Queen of Heaven, not just the queen of our hearts, the queen of the universe, of every heart of the entire universe, because she alone is the mother of God. She alone is the queen who is next to the throne of our heavenly King.